AM 910 WJCW, Carl and Alec with you on Tuesday morning, 7:19. Checking in with Dennis Whittingham on this Tuesday morning. How are you, Dennis?
I am just fine, Carl. How are you guys doing?
Doing mighty fine here.
Well, staying dry over there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We fixed the leak on the roof, so everything's okay now. But Precision Tune Auto Care, of course, sponsors this portion of the program and has been in business for many, many years. You said this morning you kind of wanted to step back maybe one step and offer us an overview of the picture of the car repair industry right now, if you would.
We're going through an interesting and somewhat challenging time, actually, right now in the car repair. And I wanted to kind of enlighten folks a little bit to what's going on. And some of them, if they have tried to get a major repair done here recently, are painfully aware of this. But we've got a phenomenon going on that with the price of new and used cars being high, folks are opting to get more major repairs done to their existing vehicles and just hanging on to them. And that's kind of a good news, bad news situation for us in the repair business, because the major repairs, we're talking about engine work and transmission work and drivetrain issues that folks are getting done. And they take time and parts. And we're having a little bit of challenge both in the backlog. Just about every reputable car repair shop in the area right now has a backlog of automobiles waiting to be repaired. We're either waiting for parts or just the opportunity to get them into the garage to work on them. Now, we're still trying to take care of the maintenance items like brakes and alignments and things like that. That's pretty much still done on a same day service pattern. So that's pretty much staying the same. But anything we're having more of what I call major repairs, where we're doing engine work and a lot of in depth repairs to vehicles. And we've face two issues with that. One of them is these repairs take longer, and just getting them into the shop and getting the repairs done are kind of take longer time, and things have a tendency back up, and we've got cars that have been waiting quite some time for us to get them into the shop so they can be repaired. And we don't like that situation. We would much rather get them in, get them repaired, and get them gone, but lots of times we have supply chain issues where we're having troubles, particularly with engine parts, getting parts for cars. And sometimes we're having to wait as many as a couple of months for some things.
Wow.
To get them in. And like I say, the other part is we're facing the same issues that everybody is as far as workforce is concerned. We're still battling a little bit of COVID in our shop, and we got some folks out, and that kind of puts us shorthanded to try to get some of these major repairs done. But we're slugging away at the best we can to get them knocked out. And talking to other people, this is pretty much the same pattern at every shop in the area. So if you go to a shop and they can take you right in, I'd be a little bit leery about it right now.
Wow.
So
now let me ask you this, Dennis. Now, you're talking about parts and supply chain issues and lack of availability. To my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, there are sort of two sources for parts to the automobile repair business: original equipment manufacturers, the OEMs, and then the aftermarkets. Is that providing any relief, or do you even want to turn to that?
No, we're pretty particular about the parts that we put in cars, Carl. If we can't get OEM, we go to reliable providers that provide us parts that, although they may be aftermarket, they're quality parts that are comparable to OEM parts, and so we rely on those. And lots of the when we get into these heavy repairs, a lot of them are remanufactured stuff.
Wow.
We're ordering engine blocks and heads and things like that, that we go to some of our long-time providers that are getting these done, and they're facing the same situation because this is a nationwide phenomenon that's going on right now, and they're backed up just like we are. So it's an interesting time. So if you're planning on getting a major repair done, please take your patience and your understanding with you when you go.
Dennis, do you see a, so to speak, a parking light at the end of the tunnel there, though, as in terms of the availability and so forth?
We haven't got our head above water yet, Carl. We can't see the horizon until we get above water.
Fair enough.
And I think this is a trend that's going to go on for some time. Now, used car prices are beginning to abate somewhat, mm-hmm. and that market is beginning to open up, which will take a little bit of the pressure off of this current situation. So I kind of think that it's a long-term situation because folks are looking at their cars they've got now, and even though they may be talking about a $2,000 or $3,000 repair on it, once they get the repair done, they've got a good, reliable car that they're familiar with that's got a lot of good mileage left in it, and so they're just spending that lesser amount other than trading the car and keeping it longer term.
Sounds good. Dennis Whittingham, quickly, Precision Tune Auto Care, tell us about your store.
Well, we're 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. We're there. You can come by anytime. You don't need an appointment. Or if you'd like to make an appointment or if you have a question for us, feel free to give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Talk to you next week.
Everybody, please be safe in this rain today.